This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The following NBC sports program is brought to you in living color.
Comiskey Park, Chicago. Hi, everybody. I'm Vin Scully.
50 years ago, the first All-Star game at Comiskey Park in 1933.
Representing the Chicago White Sox outfielder Ron Kittle.
Harry Carey is going to lead the crowd in the singing of Take Me Out of the Ballgame. That's always fun here at Wrigley Field. And let's tune in as they greet Mr. Sandberg.
Here are the 1980 All-Stars from the Chicago White Sox. Pitcher Ed Farmer warming up in the bullpen, a 12-game winner already this year. Steve Stone.
Austin points to the center. How far did you hit that one, Andre? Look out wherever you are.
What a rocket. And Dawson knew it, and so did Ken Griffey Jr.
From the Chicago White Sox, first baseman Frank Thomas.
Thomas drills one to deep left field. If it's there, it's out of here by a mile, and it is there.
Well, that's one of the things the crowd of 50,000 comes to see. The big hurt, putting the hurt on the National League.
Infielder Ron Coomer.
Coomer, a great story. A guy who grew up on the south side of Chicago and was a Cubs fan.
It's like taking your life in your hands.
You know he's a tough guy.
That's right.
Goodbye, right center field, Ordóñez. Back-to-back for the American League, and it's 4-1.
Some solace for White Sox fans with Ordóñez homering off Lieber. A south sider off a north sider.
Kerry Wood taking over for Wolf.
You had a shot at Ichiro on the bench, as this slider is really nasty.
For the first time, we have two most valuable players. John Matlack and Bill Madlock have been voted by our press corps to be joint most valuable player winners, and I congratulate you both.
Let's meet the American League manager and starting lineup, the manager from the 2005 World Series champion Chicago White Sox, Ozzie Guillen. From the Chicago White Sox, A.J. Pierzynski, Paul Konerko, Jermaine Dye, Jim Thome, Bobby Jenks, Jose Contreras, and pitcher Mark Burley.
Mr. President, my partner asked Joe Madden not to put Mark Burley into the game while you were here because Mark Burley works too quickly. We wouldn't have enough time with you.
Everybody knows I'm a White Sox fan, and my wife thinks I look cute in this jacket, so.
From the Chicago Cubs, Dexter Fowler, John Lester, Jake Arrieta, Ben Zobrist, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant, 0-for-6 off of Chris Sale with 6 strikeouts.
Well, let's see how he fares here in San Diego tonight. Might be the premier home run hitter in the National League, and this is belted. Out of here, Chris Bryant, first pitch swinging. 1-0 National League. Liam Hendricks, who is the closer for the White Sox. I don't know if Liam can hear us. Can you hear us, Liam?
Damn it!
No, we'll leave him alone.
Keep tying the past to the present. That's the charm of the All-Star game, I guess, more than anything else. And especially this.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Brilliant open by Chris Tannehill, celebrating all of Chicago's All-Stars in the All-Star Game. Tanny is here. Alex is getting everything straightened out. That man is Jason Leisure, and that man is Russ Dorsey, but he's not going to really talk until 3 o'clock.
I will say hello right now.
But he will say hello right now. We've got you until 6 o'clock, and we've got a fun show. Russ is going to be in studio with us from now until about 4, and we're going to talk with him and have the great reunion of Sports Adjacent, the fantastic podcast on the House of L Network. These two guys are going to get to hang out. I'm just going to eavesdrop for a little bit. I'm pretty sure that Jason is prepared as if it were an episode of Sports Adjacent, so that'll be interesting. Kaylin Kaler is going to join us at 4:30 today. Looking forward to talking with Kaylin because she's been all over this NFL collusion story. So we're going to pick her brain and let you know. How did you frame it, Jason? Like, how, explain it to my dad.
This is going to be tough for her, I think, because she is so in
detail,
the details and the weeds of this. And she could write a book about this probably.
And probably will.
And that is all super useful, super helpful information that you and I have been reading over the past week or so. But I also need her to be able to put this in a 2-sentence text to my dad. And to people like my dad that are sports fans, but not all the way deep down this rabbit hole, and just need to understand why this is important.
Okay.
We'll see if she can do it.
We'll see if she can do that. I'm betting that she can. Mark Potash is going to join us at 5:25 on the show. We will catch up with...
From his basement, I can guarantee.
You have questions about his basement, correct?
It's like a museum or a library down there.
Will he share? Like, if you ask him, is he going to tell us?
I don't know,
there?
Because he has interesting stuff down there. And you can say, hey, Potsy, tell us about these, you know, original Jordans, pair of Jordans that you have down there. And Potsy might give you this great answer, or he might go, no, that's too personal.
Alex, is Potsy scheduled to join us via Twitch? Like, will people be able to see into his basement and into his soul?
I believe he's going to be on his cell phone.
Oh, that's unfortunately. That actually makes sense. And I bet it's not a smartphone. Because Potsy don't play that.
He let me know a cell phone, not landline today.
Okay. You want some score history, Alex? Let me give you some more score history. Back in the days, remember I told the story about being Les Grobstein's producer? So I did that job, and one of the only guests that I used to be able to book was Mark Potash. Potash would be like, yeah, you know what? Give me a call at like 3:30. In the morning, and I'll come on and I'll talk with Les. And then I put him on, and him and Les would talk for a half an hour. Problem solved.
Wouldn't he also call in unsolicited,
yes.
I believe? Yeah, that's
yes.
More what I've heard.
Yeah, he would call in, you know, if he was just up piddling around the house, he would sometimes just call Les.
He just loves it, man. Potsy was at the Sun-Times with us for a while, and there was one day last year in training camp where me and him and Patrick Finley were working out. Hey, we need to take some days off during training camp. We don't all need to be here, be working every day of training camp. Let's figure out, you know, on this day, you take the day off and the rest of us will fill in the work that needs to be done. Let's get everybody here a break. We got Potsy a break and he came anyway. He didn't have to write or anything, but he just attended training camp that day on his credential. And I've never seen him happier. That's what he wanted to do on his off day, was just be there. Be engrossed in it, be around the other reporters.
And then not have to write. I get
and
that.
And not have to write.
I totally yes. understand that. That type of mania. Like, I have some of that.
That open by Tanny was awesome, as usual. And it took me back. I just loved the All-Star game so much and the Home Run Derby.
Do you still love the Home Run Derby? Do we still love the Home Run Derby?
I am a non-practicing lover of the Home Run Derby. I still say I want to watch it, but do I really? But when I was like 10 to, I don't know, maybe even younger than that, maybe like 8 to 15, I would ride my bike to White Hen the day after the All-Star game to pick up the Chicago Sun-Times and just consume, and the Trib probably, and just read everything about the All-Star game.
What's changed for you with the
Hi,
Home
Russ.
Run Derby? Hi guys, because I'm curious because we were talking about this an hour ago, me, Marshall, and Layla, and from the TV perspective, you're selling spots, but it's quicker now than it used to be when you loved it. But you're one of the people I was talking about earlier that with the 10 outs when it would drag all night, it was like, oh, I love that, and seeing, you know, Bobby Abreu hit 41 homers. Before he got to the 10 outs, or Josh Hamilton's monster round at Yankee Stadium, why do you not love it as much now?
I think for me, it's just that I'm less connected to it to the players than I was at that age when it was Ken Griffey Jr., for example, or even Maguire and Sosa. And for that reason, it's just, it doesn't have that same appeal to me. Those guys were legends. And you have guys that are at the top of the game now, but you don't have Shohei in it, for example. And I think secondly, you know, the year they had it in Kansas City recently, you see how the ballpark is one of the stars of the show. And while this is a really nice ballpark in Atlanta, I've been to a game there and it's a good experience and everything. It's not a beautiful, amazing ballpark.
They did have a great drone shot of it, though. There was a drone shot leading into the home run derby. And I thought it was a nice touch to have Chipper Jones narrate some of it. They were trying to dip into the nostalgia while also trying to push it forward, which is a really hard thread to needle, okay? It's really, really hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I was sitting there watching the rules because I was in an establishment, like having dinner, and I'm like, I can't quite figure out these rules.
You couldn't hear?
I couldn't
Same
hear
for
it.
Me last night. I was in West Loop and I could see it, but I couldn't hear it. So I'm just trying to guess at how this is working.
And then I was like, And by the time I got home, the Hunger Games happened to be on, the last one. So I watched like the last hour of Hunger Games and I was like, man, this was actually really, really good.
That's a fun movie.
It is a fun, well, actually it's not that fun.
It's a bunch of kids killing each other.
Yeah, and I finally made one of the callbacks because I saw the prequel earlier in the spring and I was like, oh, that's who that is. Okay, got it. So I did all of that. I was on the north side of the city when it began. I ate, drove all the way home, watched an hour of Hunger Games, flipped back on because I was like, I'm curious on who won it, and they were still doing it. And I was like, ooh, this is exactly what baseball in the regular season is trying desperately to get away from, the idea of you have to spend three and a half, sometimes 4 hours consuming the product.
I don't think there's a fix to it, though, because it's faster now than it ever has been. And still, what you just said, I ate dinner, drove home, watched Hunger Games, and flipped it on, then they're still going before you decide a champ. I think it's kind of just like the NFL draft now, where you know the first round is going to be 2 hours, even though it shouldn't be 2 hours. No. But ESPN's like, we got to sell these spots, and we're going to sell these spots.
They are going to sell them.
If you told me it was going to be wiffle ball, but it was going to be at Dodger Stadium or Baltimore or either park here or San Diego, or like, I'd watch that. If it's going to be at a place like that with that kind of Fenway, that kind of backdrop, I would sit and watch that for 3 hours, no matter who was in it.
There's a lot going on last night in particular, too. And I know that those of us that are older, and I'm older than both of you guys, but there are people that still long for Chris Berman to be yelling, back, gone, which, see?
people Russ's age don't like that.
Not the Raider.
Let's let the ball speak for itself. But I understand people like Chris Berman. That's a lot of people's childhood. And to the nostalgia factor that Chris Berman and Joe Morgan and these old school guys that were on ESPN when it was Ken Griffey Jr., you know, winning the home run derby in Baltimore, right, hitting the building across the street on Utah Street. I get all that. I don't know. I think you still keep it because I think contrary to the problem the NBA is having with the dunk contest, you are still getting the biggest names in the sport to do it, which I think is a really big deal.
Except for last night.
Well, Cal Raleigh's going to finish as a top two finisher in MVP voting.
And that's about it.
Aaron Judge did it already and won it.
This is the problem that the NBA ran into, where guys were like, I already won it and I already did it. I don't need to do it. I used it to raise my profile. I don't need it to do that anymore because my profile is raised. And baseball is going to run into that too.
But I think the difference is NBA guys are now too cool for school, where baseball guys is like, okay, it's kind of like a rite of passage and I like it. So Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Shohei did do it, you know, in Colorado. And it's like, hey, not for me. Mookie Betts did it, said, hey, not for me. I hit one homer. You know,
you're naming a lot of stars that don't do this thing anymore, Russ.
But they did it. And I think a lot of NBA guys are like, nah, man, I don't need to do the dunk contest. And the baseball guy's like, I'll get out there, especially if I'm going to be an all-star anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.